Something's going on out there. Massive, massive record-breaking numbers. Folks coming to the polls all over the country. I have a whole stack of articles here, there, everywhere. Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, North Carolina. It's unbelievable. What does that mean? It means people are waking up. What we have hoped for a long time, and it's easy to lose hope here around this microphone every morning. Let me tell you why. You are the most informed people on earth. You are. You listen to talk radio. You know what's going on. You knew what was going on 9 months ago. You knew what was going on 18 months ago. They are that far behind us, but they're catching up. And what we have to overcome is what's called normalcy bias. It's been so normal and so good, even in a recession in America for so long, that when somebody comes to you and says, these are totalitarians, if you vote for them, your free speech ends. If you vote for them, you're going to be poor in a way that you have not experienced in this country. It's going to get worse. They will hurt you on purpose. Jim Clyburn told us that all those years ago, 2-3 years ago now, when he was the number two in Democrat leadership. We did the inflation on purpose. We knew when Her Highness cast the tie-breaking vote. We knew. We Democrats were in control of Congress. We knew it would cause the inflation. We did it anyway. Why did they do it? Read Marx. Inflation is their preferred method of destruction. You always get inflation in one of their regimes. Why? Because then they can blame it on the corporations, on the free market, and take over means of production, take over means of delivery, and consolidate their power. Stalin did it. They did it in the Weimar Republic. They have done it. They're doing it now in Venezuela, and they're doing it now in Washington. But that sounds crazy. Normalcy bias takes over. Come on, nobody would do that. Come on, who would do that? Nobody I know is that nut, but these people aren't like you. They don't have a good bone in their body. So to get people to wake up, it had to hurt. And my only question was, could it hurt enough? Would it hurt enough? Apparently it hurts enough. People are coming out. Rural voting records shattered. And I'm talking about they're coming out registering and voting. So people that weren't even on the radar. The rural voting numbers are through the roof. We don't know how they're voting. We don't know how they're voting. What does this mean? People are awakened. Once they wake up, you know how this is. You ever known anybody who didn't, who couldn't see it, and then one day they could and they go crazy? My sister was like that. She voted for Hillary. I've told this story many times. She said, well, look, okay, after the election, all right, I just want to, just tell me, you know, where can I go to read unbiased news? I was like, nowhere, pretty much. You just have to read both sides. And I told her where she could go find that. I forgot about it. 4 years later, she's voting for Trump. I'm like, what happened? She's like, I started reading the news. And I said, and I told her how to do it. I said, look, you got, whatever I say on this air is they're going to say it's wrong. They're going to fact check it. Okay, that's a sign that we're onto something. Give it 9 months to a year, they'll admit we were right. Because they lie. They only admit we were right when the political damage has been done. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. Have you ever been through, you know, it's just watching Elon Musk get red-pilled. That has been a hilarious process. Bill Ackerman's going through it right now, major Democrat donor, billionaire. Same thing. And they go a little nuts at first when they realize, oh my gosh, none of that was ever real. No, it wasn't. It was never real. Everything's a lie. And once you see it, you can never go back. You can never unsee it. We need the population to see it. And it looks like they may be. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Okay. It's not enough to win. Winning, it was once enough to win, but it's not anymore. We got to win by 2-3 points, or you know what's going to happen. We got to bank so many votes that they can run that printing machine all night long. They can run that scanning machine all night long in Fulton County. It's not going to, they can't overcome it. We have to meet scanned fake vote, thousands of them with a real body for each one, but we can do it. But you got to vote. Don't they want you right now to know? This is what they want you to know. Kamala's off the campaign trail a little bit. So is Walz and Walz's crazy eyes wife. They want you to know. Look, they're giving up. Oh, Trump's got this. Says who? CNN. Says who? MSNBC. He's got to just stay home. Now they're working on the margin of the win. Why? so they can scan the ballots in Fulton County. Got a big win in Georgia there last night. The Republicans, for those paying attention, this is a big deal, took over the State Board of Elections, realized that ballots had been scanned multiple times in Fulton County, that there were more votes than voters, there were more votes than ballots cast, decided to send a delegation to watch them like a hawk, and said, we will count ballots, and until the ballots match the number of votes, no certification. Well, that got thrown out last night by the Supreme Court. Yes, they're going to litigate that, but not till after the election. They put the Democrat rules back in. What do those say? Automatic certification, even if the numbers don't match, even if they're wildly off. Thousands of votes, like they were last time. Oh, and no monitoring crew either. So what, we're going to throw the cardboard back up over the windows? Is that what we're going to do that again? That make you mad? Good. Go stand in line. You can do something about it. Don't fall for the normalcy bias, okay? It's not good enough for you to just go stand online yourself. You got to do it early. And you got to take somebody with you. Or you got to go find some. Go through your Rolodex. I'm serious. Take out your phone. I bet there's somebody in there. You're scrolling through it that is one of us but doesn't vote or is not super engaged. Get them. Start texting them. Bug them. I have several people like that I'm working on right now. They're sick and tired of hearing from me, but that's okay. Because you know what? I'm not waking up in the 4 days after that election when they're finally done counting votes in Pennsylvania and think I could have done more. Don't do that. Don't listen to them. But the good news is that we are seeing record-shattering rural vote. It's unbelievable. Turning out about 3.5 percentage points above their registration. I mean, so these are people who have been in a deep, deep slumber. They weren't even registered. They're like not even on the radar. They're turning out 3.5% above their registration and producing landslide ballot numbers. We don't know who for how many. And you know, it's not good enough. It's what it'll take, but it's not good enough. Do not stay home. Again, they're going to cheat. It's what they do. How do I know? Because the FBI is out again, like they did last time, saying it's disinformation if you hear anything about fake ballots. That's Russia, by the way. They say Russia should disregard that. Yes, if there's anything weird, fake, numbers don't add up, just disregard that. Well, how am I supposed to do the news this morning, you folks at the FBI? How do I do it? When the Supreme Court of Georgia threw out the efforts of the state board to stop multiple scans in Fulton County, thousands of them. How do I tell that story then? Because that ain't disinformation. It's the news in Georgia. The board tried to stop it. They tried to stop the multiple scanning in Fulton, which we're supposed to believe was an accident. Now anybody could have picked up that second stack of ballots and scanned them again and again and again and again. We could have stopped it, but the board blocked it. The Supreme Court blocked it of Georgia. Again, what they wanted to send a monitoring crew and they wanted to mandate the number of votes and the number of ballots must match the number of bodies. You cannot have more votes than you have ballots. You cannot have more votes than you have bodies. They would have just counted. It's no big deal. Supreme Court threw it out. So it's on. It's on in Georgia. Do they dare sit there at night and scan those ballots? Or accidentally abandon the fraud controls? I don't know, but we know it happened. That's fact. But I'm supposed to believe that's Russian. Except it was just the subject of a ruling in Georgia by the Supreme Court. So Georgia is back in play for every fake oopsie scan. We need a body. You need to provide one. Friends, family, you. Early voting, not election day, early voting. We got to vote more times than they can scan, believably in an evening. But I think we can do it. Because we got this nice base here of people taking a big fat red pill and waking up. And folks, this is a good thing. Once they wake up, and you know how this is, if you have a family member who's taking a red pill, send me your text on them. They're so funny when they do, right? They can't unsee it. Can't go back. Can't fix it. No amount of propaganda works after that. That's good. And that's what these numbers are telling us.